Hello and welcome to Rooted Families, the Big Story Series. Rooted Families is a weekly podcast created by Central Church in Edinburgh for us to explore what it means for us as family to open the Bible, pray, and hear from God at home. We are so excited to host you this month. My name is Carla, and this is Edith.
Hello.
I'm Wes, and this is...
Flora.
And I'm Maeve. It's the summer holidays and we are having a really fun time. Is there anything we still want to do before the holiday is over?
Go swimming.
Pick and eat lots of yummy strawberries.
Go horse riding.
Go horse riding.
Do you know today's story is about a person from the Bible called Hannah? She really wanted something. Even more than we want... ice cream, or strawberries, or horse riding. She wanted something so badly she was desperate. Listen, you'll hear.
This is a story called A Desperate Woman is Heard by God and can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and chapter 2 verse 1 to 11.
This is the story of a desperate woman. Desperate because her greatest desire was to have children, and she could not. Others even made fun of her because she had none. This had been going on for 10 years. Every year, she went with her husband and his family to worship God and to thank him for all that he had provided that year. Hannah's husband loved her dearly, but nothing could make Hannah feel better about not having any children. One year at the temple, Hannah went to pray and spoke honestly to God about everything she felt and suffered. She also made a promise to God that if he gave her a son, she would give him back to God and he would serve him for the rest of his life. She was so sad and so desperate for God to hear her that Eli the priest thought she was drunk rather than praying. Hannah explained that she was not drunk, but praying from the depths of her being. At this, Eli blessed her and said, "May the God of Israel grant what you have asked of him." And God did hear her. She had a baby boy and called him Samuel. This means heard by God. She also remembered her promise to God, and she took Samuel to the God's house and presented him to Eli the priest. And then she praised God for deliverance from her situation, knowing that there is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. She praised God for hearing and seeing the poor, the weak and hungry, and raising them up. She had been desperate, but now she was full of joy and praise for the God who had heard her.
This is the part where I ask some questions.
When we say pause, you hit pause. Question one. Why was Hannah so sad at the beginning of this story?
Pause!
You are right. Of course, she had been waiting and wanting a baby for 10 years and she had not been able to have any children. Question 2. What makes you desperate? What things that are happening in the world that make you sad or angry? What do you need God to do for you or someone else today that you would call out to him from the very depths of your being?
Pause.
Hannah got to the point where she did not really care what she looked like or what others thought of her. All she knew was that God had to hear her. She prayed desperately and without restraint. We sometimes have to wait a long time to hear an answer to our prayers, and we don't always get the answer we want. Hannah persevered in prayer until she knew that God had heard her. Let's keep praying until we hear God answer us. Do you have any more questions? Why don't you ask them now?
Pause.
If you have time now or later in the week, here is an activity to do together. Can you remember a time when you know that God heard your prayers? What did you do in response? How could you praise God today, knowing that He listens to us and hears what we have to say? One way we could do this is by using popcorn. Yes, popcorn. Get some popcorn and put it in a bowl. With your family, take it in turns to take a piece of popcorn, eat it, and then pop up and shout out something that you are thankful for or are praising God for. How many pieces of popcorn can you eat, and how many times can you praise God?
Isn't it incredible that God hears our prayer? He hears the things we are asking for, and He answers. He answers in the way He knows is best for us, not always the way we'd expect, but He does speak and He does listen.
I love hearing of how Hannah celebrated. She praised and thanked God for the good that He had given her. It reminds me to be thankful for what I have and the answers to prayer that I have seen.
I love that Hannah asked God loads of times.
She asked so many times. She also promised to give all that God was to give her back to Him. She knew that everything was a gift from God, and so she wanted to show everyone this by dedicating her son to God. We can do this too. We can dedicate the things God has given to us. For example, our skills, or gifts of our food, our home, all of these things we can use for Him.
You're about to hear the prayer chimes. This is your time to pray for the things we have been talking about. Why don't you pray asking God to make happen the things you're desperate to see and dedicate all you have to Him?
These are big things, so take your time and maybe even just pick one.
Until next time,
peace out!
Peace out!